Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Every single day on this show, we do a segment where we catch you up on what's happening in the sports world. We call it our Daily Wires. And Diesel, the worst of the day. I hate to tell you, hate to report this. I saw this as soon as I woke up this morning in our inbox, and it stinks, but it happened. South Carolina women's basketball senior star Chloe Kitts has been diagnosed with a torn ACL in her right knee that requires surgery, and she will be out the entire 2025-2026 season. She's expected to have surgery this week. Dawn Staley said, "We hate this for Chloe, who has worked incredibly hard to become the best version of herself on the court this season. Her teammates are capable of stepping up, and I know that her competitive fire and tenacity will be felt from the sideline as she pours what she can into them to ensure our team's success." Just awful news.
Terrible. Begs the question, will she, if she even has a redshirt available, will she stick around for another year, get a year of tape before going off to the WNBA, or just head off to the WNBA?
You're talking about one of the best players in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just like you, South Carolina wasn't, they were really good last year. They weren't what they usually are. And you're thinking this year, man, Chloe Kitts coming back. They've got a chance. I know, you know, you had a transfer, but still, like, this is devastating. Hate it for her. It was announced over the weekend, in case you missed it, that Shane Beamer has fired offensive line coach Lonnie Teasley. We talked about that in the first segment, Diesel. Also, less than an hour after James Franklin was fired, four-star recruit of 2027, Kamon Spell, the number one running back, decommitted from the Nittany Lions, as well as two other commits that announced they were decommitting, and Leighton Van Brandt and Gabriel Jenkins. Not good.
No, he committed to the coach, not to the program.
Speaking of firings, Oregon State, one of the country's worst football teams this season, has fired head coach Trent Bray after an 0-7 start. They lost to Wake Forest Saturday, Diesel, 39-14.
I guess that flying across the country narrative is debunked now.
Yeah. UAB fired Trent Dilfer following a 53-33 road loss at Florida Atlantic. UAB now 2-4 overall, 0-3 in the American. Firings happening everywhere, except in Chapel Hill. As reported by Pete Thamel, Bill Belichick told reporters at his press conference today that any reports of him looking for an exit are categorically false.
Bro, you had your out. Take it. Don't let your pride keep you in Chapel Hill longer than you need to be.
You gotta love it. The AP Top 25's out. We'll get to that in the next couple of segments. Diesel, Clemson did not receive any votes in the Week 8 AP poll, but they did receive 6 votes in the coaches poll.
Clawing that way back, my friend.
We'll see. Colorado drew a $50,000 fine from the Big 12 after fans chanted derogatory phrases at BYU fans September 27th, now facing another for fans rushing the field after beating ranked Iowa State. After the game, Deion Sanders said, "Is it a fine? Come on, man, that ain't right. I want to see the kids rush the field. I absolutely love it."
Yeah, well, now they're definitely going to do it.
Now, yeah, thanks, Deion.
Does that mean Deion now needs to pay the fines?
If
the head coach says, "I want to see it, I love seeing it,"
yeah,
isn't that going to kind of convince more students to do it?
What a big day yesterday for former Dallas Cowboy and Gaffney native Rico Dowdle, racked up 183 yards on 30 carries against his former team as the Carolina Panthers defeated the Dallas Cowboys. Bryce Young went 17 of 25 for 199 yards and 3 passing touchdowns.
What was that? You want to speak up a little bit?
I'm so upset. I can't read this to you. I can't do it. I just can't. The Colts backup quarterback. No, seriously, it was a great day for Bryce Young. Colts backup quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered an orbital fracture, which required hospitalization and stitches during Sunday's warmups, while using elastic bands to stretch. Wow, things just not going right for Richardson at all. 2 Monday night, not one, but 2 Monday night football games tonight. 7:15, the 4-1 Bills at 2-2 Falcons. I think that'll be a good game. 8:15, the Bears at the Commanders. We'll see about that. In the MLB postseason, the Mariners lead the Blue Jays 1-0. Game 2 today at 5:03. Dodgers-Brewers game 1 tonight at 8:08. And last one for you, Denny Hamlin secured his 2025 NASCAR Cup Series championship with a win at Las Vegas yesterday, securing his 60th career victory. And those are your Daily Wires.
When we come back, Cole, is there a case to be made by Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze that clearly the referees have it out for him? I mean, we know about the botched call a couple weeks ago against Oklahoma. Well, they did it twice against Auburn in that game on Saturday against Georgia. We'll talk about it, play some dueling audio back and forth between Hugh Freeze and the Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.